Port Hedland's 94.1 Triple M. You may have seen advertising around on the socials at the moment. There's going to be a circus come to town. A circus. It's a circus with a difference. It's Yuck Circus. Georgia DeGuara is the director, producer, the girl that set it all up. Hello, Georgia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us a bit about Yuck Circus. How did it all come about? Are you a frustrated circus performer that couldn't get into the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey? What's the go?
That's a very dream story. I love that.
Isn't it? Yeah, run away and join the circus.
Yeah, just jump on my elephant and ride off into the sunset. No, for us, it's basically a bunch of mates that got together and said, hey, let's make a show. And we got real popular real quick, and now we tour the world. So, you know. No sweat about that.
Do you have a gymnastics background?
No, a circus background?
Yeah,
True Blue.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm from Broome, so I grew up at the Sandfly Circus. Where instead of going to, like, footy or dance class, you go to circus instead. So
I remember many years ago there was the Fruit Fly Circus, there was Reg Bolton's Suitcase Circus. He used to go around all the schools, Reg Bolton.
Yeah, you know. Reg is a legend. Yeah. He's the reason we have such a thriving arts community in West Australia. Yeah. Truly, he's the guy.
I remember, as I say, many years ago, I was teaching in Lancelin, and we had Reg come through on a whole school project. He would teach the kids various circus schools, and at the end of year concert, if you like, the awards night, presentation night, each class had to present what they'd learnt over the year.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people in West Australia are lucky to have, I guess, a similar experience, especially through Reg, but community circus in general, we do have quite the flavour over here.
All righty. So the Yuck Circus, a bunch of mates. What happened? What are we talking about? Just get together over a bit of a wine and cheese night? What's the go?
I would say more like beer and steak, but it's really exciting. We're, you know, like all acrobats in our own sort of training. We get together, we put things that we think are funny on stage, and people seem to really like it.
Sense of humour?
Yeah, very much larrikins. Oh, I think we are described as a pack of galahs. You can definitely hear us before you see us. So
pink and grey. So
yeah, I think, yeah, maybe. I'd be worried about that. But
all right, so how long's Yuck Circus been going?
We've just had our fifth birthday, which is really exciting. Mm. And for us, I guess, compared to maybe some other circus companies around Australia, we've been able to work through that whole time, even with the border closures and with all the lockdowns and stuff. It's like with West Australia, we're able to do heaps of regional touring. Like, you might have seen us around your region. And keep that kind of wheel turning, ready for us to go back overseas and keep doing our thing.
All right. So you're acrobats by training, if you like. Is that basically what we're going to see as far as Yuck Circus when they come to town? They could be here on the 28th, so not this weekend, the weekend after, at the Matt Dan, which is not the biggest stage around, but we're going to have like a full-on circus with the trapeze acts and the shooting people out of cannons and stuff like that. What's the go?
I think it's more of an insight into like contemporary Australian circus. So less of like, you know, when Moscow comes to town and
the motorbikes and the ducks. Yep.
It's a bit different. Think of it more like, I guess, a stage, like a theatre show, but you have high-flying acrobatics, like ripper comedy. It's just like a bunch of girls having a good time. And yeah, it's just a celebration, really.
That is the key thing that you just mentioned. It's all female in the troupe. So it's not a Y chromosome to be seen.
A lot of love that. I'm going to steal that for a T-shirt or something.
Maybe you should put that your next show. Where's the why?
Get on it. We're an all-female circus company, which actually kind of happened by accident. It just happened to be who we're all mates with at the time. Mm-hmm. I think, see it as a deterrent, see it as a celebration. So we're not the type of company that has like an agenda and we're trying to shove it down your throat and like, you know.
Thank goodness. I'm not turned off from coming along and seeing it now.
No, yeah. But just in case some people are like, oh, I'm not sure if this is a show for me, think it's more like AC/DC and Bin Chickens and not Shannon Noll, but maybe a little bit of Shannon Noll. Secret. Captain Kim, that kind of deal is what we're looking at.
Oh, look at Moy, look at Moy, look at Moy.
Yeah.
All right, so you got the Yuck Circus is bringing a show, and if it's okay with you, I'll give you a buzz in a couple of days' time and we can have a chat about the actual show you're bringing up here. But it is larrikin humour. Are we talking about adult only? Is it suitable for the little tackers? Because little tackers love going to the circus. Or is it 18 plus?
We recommend 15 plus.
Okay.
But our general rule is if you've got, you know, if you're an adult bringing someone a little bit younger than that, the most you're going to see is a little bit of bum, maybe one swear. So it's not too hardcore.
Okay. So mild if you have coarse language.
Mild coarse language, a little bit of cheek, but that's about it. If you have any questions, just ring up Matt Dan Theatre and they should be able to give you a good insight whether it's okay or not.
All righty. Georgia DeGuara is the writer, director, producer, the owner of Yuck Circus, joining us on the program today. Georgia, go well. I'll catch up with you in a couple of days' time and we'll talk about the actual performance, the show that you're actually bringing to Headland. Yeah, is that all right?
Sounds good. Speak then.